Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jeff Hardy is sent home from a WWE tour. Plus, did Johnny Gargano just say goodbye? And some shock indie appearances for some released WWE stars. For Monday, December the 6th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. From PW Insider this morning, Jeff Hardy was not at last night's WWE live event in Corpus Christi, Texas, at the American Bank Center. The word making the rounds at the event was that Hardy had been sent home from the road. Hardy teamed up with Xavier Woods and Drew McIntyre against the Bloodline last night in Edinburgh, Texas, for the main event of that Super Show live event. Hardy spent most of the match inside the ring, being worked over by Roman Reigns and the Usos, and apparently becoming more sluggish as the match continues. Once he made a hot tag to McIntyre, Hardy disappeared into the crowd, followed by security, and didn't return to the ring for the post-match celebration with his tag team partners. Hardy was replaced in Corpus Christi tonight by Rey Mysterio. He was not backstage at the event either. PWInsider.com has reached out to WWE for comment and will update on this story if we hear back. Also this morning, Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful, who says, unfortunately can confirm PW Insider's report that Jeff Hardy was sent home after what was called a rough night for him. That became evident as last night's live event match went on. We'll have more on this story as we get it on our website at cultaholic.com. We send our best wishes, of course, to Jeff Hardy, who has been sent home from a WWE live tour.
But you guys are saying thank you to me, but really, I want to say thank you to all of you. Because without all of you, there wouldn't be a Johnny Wrestling, and that's true. And you guys know I love you right back. But with that love, I am an open book to you guys, and I am always 100% honest and 100% authentic with you, because I feel like you guys aren't just fans. We've known each other for such a long time now. You guys are like my family. This is like my family. And right now, I'm beat up, I'm sore, I'm tired, I got a lot on my mind, but I want to tell you guys everything, and I will tell you guys everything this Tuesday night. Okay? Okay? Everyone come right back here Tuesday night, and I'm going to tell you guys everything, okay?
As NXT went off the air, Johnny Gargano picked up the microphone and said what you heard just there. Gargano's speech post-pay-per-view was shared on WWE's YouTube channel, and I guess we will find out the fate of Gargano on Tuesday night. Kyle O'Reilly is another name that could potentially, like Johnny Gargano, be saying goodbye to WWE by the end of this week. He is set to face Von Wagner in a steel cage match on Tuesday following what went down at War Games last night. Fightful report the following this morning. Kyle O'Reilly and Johnny Gargano are obviously a hot topic among fans. The same goes for NXT stars and staff themselves. We're told that many within the company are operating on the assumption that neither man will be around after this week. Both have been offered multi-year deals and were brought to SmackDown a couple of weeks ago, and it has been communicated to both men that the company wants to retain their services. Some talent that we spoke to said they personally weren't giving their farewells to the two just yet because they expect to see both men backstage at Tuesday's NXT. It was not specified if they were booked for this week's show, but one source high up within WWE indicates to Fightful that their worst case scenario looked like even if they had re-signed both, one would take some time off. The prevailing belief among those we spoke to is that they expect both contracts to expire and at least one to outright leave the company after exploring their options. I have a feeling that Tuesday may be the last night we see both Johnny Gargano and Kyle O'Reilly as part of WWE. Johnny Gargano has put onto Twitter a simple tweet with a Johnny Takeover graphic that says, "Hell of a run, thank you all." This will be a story that will develop as the week goes on, and we'll let you know more at cultaholic.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It was quite the weekend for shock appearances. So multiple released WWE stars made their presence felt at shows around the world. So NWA Hard Times 2 will start there. After Trevor Murdoch defeated Mike Knox, he was confronted by former WWE star Matt Cardona. Following a post-match attack from Mike Knox, Cardona held up the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship, very much stating his intention to challenge for the title. The day before that, we saw at BWR in the UK the indie return of Joseph Connors. This surprised a lot of people. Following his attack of the reigning BWR champion Robbie X, he cut a promo and changed his bio, very much declaring himself unrestricted. He has since been announced for Wrestle Circus, billed as a former NXT UK star. So Joseph Connors quietly let go from NXT UK and back on the UK indie scene. Two other notable releases appearing on the indies over the weekend, including Scarlett Bordeaux, who turned up at MLW Pro Wrestling Season's Beatings on Saturday night. She dropped King McBride with a low blow and a brilliant Canadian Destroyer before leaving the arena with Action Andretti, suggesting that she's going to become a permanent fixture with MCW. And at Triple A's Triple Mania Rea event, we saw Taya Valkyrie appearing on the big screen, throwing down the challenge to the current Reina de Reinas champion, Diana Perrazzo. saying that Perrazzo has something that belonged to her. We weren't surprised to see Taya Valkyrie back in conversation with AAA when her release came out from WWE. Very surprised to see her popping up via the video monitor at Triple Mania on the weekend. So lots of faces who were let go from WWE about to spice up the indie scene once more. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, I did a little piece to camera yesterday called Do You Trust WWE and Do They Care If You Don't? I'd like your thoughts on that. YouTube.com/Cultaholic. On the podcast feed today, it is a brand spanking new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. It is Jatkins and myself breaking down every episode of Monday Night Raw from the very beginning to the very potentially bitter end of one of us or the show at some point. For the latest news on Johnny Gargano and Kyle O'Reilly's status with WWE, and for the latest on Jeff Hardy following the events from last night, you can check out cultaholic.com throughout the day. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.